Well, everybody, good evening and welcome. I'm glad that we were able to get this together. I know everything's so crazy right now, and I'm sorry I have to use this microphone at all. I know how loud I sound right now, but this is the only way that we can have the recording pick up the baptism, and we want to make sure that Grant can hear his own baptism someday. So that's why I've got the microphone going. But this is a wonderful thing and a wonderful reason to gather. To celebrate the fact that we've got a new child of God who's coming into God's kingdom tonight. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So if you'd like to follow along with the baptism, the service is on page 268 in the hymnal. So there's some like burgundy-colored hymnals there in front of you. Okay, we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. How is this child named?
Grant Harold Tiemann.
Grant Harold Tiemann, receive the sign of the Holy Cross, both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet, according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Grant according to your boundless mercy and bless him with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in him, which has been inherited from Adam and which he himself has committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that he be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers, and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, he would be declared worthy of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. From ancient times, the church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumens. In the Evangelical Lutheran Church, sponsors are to confess the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed and taught in the Small Catechism. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction and nurture in the Christian faith, and encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. They are at all times to be examples to them of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for the neighbor. And so we have Michael and Lacey joining us by phone. And so having heard these important responsibilities, I now ask you, is it your intention to serve Grant and support him in the Christian faith? If so, say yes with the help of God. God enable you both to will and to do this faithful and loving work, and with his grace fulfill what we are unable to do. Amen. Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together the prayer that our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth, and even forevermore. Amen. And since Grant is unable to speak for himself, I'm going to ask all of us who are gathered here to respond to the following questions on his behalf. Grant, do you renounce the devil? If so, say, "Yes, I renounce him."
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works? If so, say, "Yes, I renounce them."
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you renounce all his ways? If so, say, "Yes, I renounce them."
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? If so, say, "Yes, I believe."
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. If so, say, "Yes, I believe."
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? If so, say, "Yes, I believe."
Yes, I believe.
Grant, do you desire to be baptized? If so, say, "Yes, I do." Okay, buddy, here we go. Grant Harold Tiemann, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace unto life everlasting. Amen. Okay, let's see here. Receive this burning light to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ and be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet him with joy and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which shall have no end. And I encourage you to keep that candle in a safe place and light it every year on May 12th to remind Grant of his baptism day. One of the most ancient understandings of baptism in the history of the Christian church is that when a person is baptized, they receive a new name. So the name of Christ is placed upon every single one of us when we are baptized. And it's also been a tradition in the history of the Christian church to, on the day a person is baptized, recognize the significance of their given name. So we have little Grant here, and of course, that's a word that we have in our everyday English, right? When you grant something to someone, that's a gift, right? You grant wishes. You grant people with money, right? There's all kinds of things you can give to somebody and call that a grant. But then I also looked up that apparently when people started using that as a name, it came from actually the word grand, more like large, like big, right? So obviously what has just happened in baptism is the biggest, the largest gift anyone can ever receive, right? So God has granted Grant the grandest grant, right? It's perfect. So say that 5 times fast, right? I'm going to invite our elder Bill to speak a welcome on behalf of the congregation.
In holy baptism, God the Father has made you, Grant, a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven in one holy Christian apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our brother in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praise of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And we respond.
Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. Let's welcome Grant with a round of applause. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted Grant the new birth in holy baptism and made him a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as he has now become your child, you would keep him in his baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, he may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name. And finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant to you his peace. Amen. What do you say we sing Jesus Loves Me together? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Good job, buddy.